Hello again, my fellow monks in the world. This is Christine Balters-Paintner, your online abbess at Abbey of the Arts, with part two of this monthly podcast recording on becoming a monk in the world, and this month's theme is silence. And for our guided meditation this month, I'm going to lead you through an experience of Lectio Divina. And Lectio Divina means sacred reading, but is really a way of being with sacred texts that is deeply contemplative, kind of moves into a space of receiving rather than doing, and really cultivates our own ability to listen with the ear of the heart, as Saint Benedict writes in his rule. And whether or not you've done practice Lectio Divina before, I'm going to invite you into this practice with me, and I will guide you through each movement. And the text that we are going to pray with is just one phrase from Psalm 46, line 10. And the phrase is, "Be still and know that I am God." And it's a phrase you may have heard many times before. And I'm going to invite you in this practice to really see if you can release any expectations you have around what this means for you, or what it should mean, or what kind of experience you'll have with it. That really this time is about kind of letting go of anything the ego is thinking or desiring, and moving into this space of open-hearted receiving whatever it is that the spirit might be at work in you doing right now. So, to begin our prayer, I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position and to begin to shut out the world, shut out distractions, whether it's turning off your phone or the computer or the TV or the radio, and just really committing to staying in this place for the next, 15, 20 minutes or so. Committing to showing up fully for yourself, for your own experience, and showing up fully for God, for how the sacred wants to enter into this time with you. And so in this journey of moving inward, moving from the outer world to the inner world, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to imagine that you are crossing this threshold from outer space into the inner space, and begin to connect to your breath as a way of simply becoming more centered in your body, becoming aware that you have a body. And gently noticing if there's any place of holding or tightness, and seeing if you can bring your breath to this place, and see if you can soften it gently. And as you breathe in, you might imagine the breath of spirit breathing life into you. And as you breathe out, just letting go of any distractions, surrendering into this moment of becoming aware of any to-do lists on your mind, any thoughts about the future of what needs to get done, of seeing if you can just stay here now, staying with this experience. Again, breathing in an awareness of the presence of spirit sustaining you moment by moment. Breathing out, letting go, becoming fully here right now. And just letting your breath bring you to the present. Letting yourself settle. And we're going to move into the Lectio practice. And for the first movement, I'm going to read the phrase from the psalm. I'm going to read it through twice. And as you hear the words, listen for a word that is shimmering for you right now, is calling for your attention. You don't have to know why. This isn't about figuring things out. It's about simply receiving the gift of whatever it is that's being offered. And so you'll listen for a word, and then you'll just hold it gently in the silence that follows. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. So just take a moment here to let whatever word has called out to you, shimmered for you, to just gently repeat this word to yourself in the silence. And I'm going to read the phrase again. And this time you're going to let the word that has shimmered for you begin to unfold in your imagination. And so you'll pay attention to whatever images or feelings or memories are stirring in response to this word, just making space for whatever it is that wants to have room within your heart in this time of prayer. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. So again, just allowing some time for that word to unfold. And just paying attention to the images or feelings or memories that rise up. And just letting them have some space in this silence. And if you want to rest longer in the silence, feel free to pause this recording and come back to it. But I'm going to read the phrase again. And this time you're going to listen for an invitation that is rising up out of this experience of prayer. Right in the midst of your life, in this moment of time, exactly what you're feeling and doing in the world right now. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And so again, in the silence, just listening for this sense of invitation that God or Spirit has for you in this moment. Just opening your heart, it might just be a new awareness or a new action. Just making room to listen. And again, if you would like more time to rest in the silence, simply pause the recording and come back to it. We'll move into the fourth and final movement of Lectio, which is contemplation. And it's really a time for you to simply rest into God's presence, to return to your breath for a moment, breathing in an awareness of the way that Spirit sustains you moment by moment. Breathing out, letting go even these words, these images, these feelings that you have encountered in your prayer. To simply release all of that and enter into a space to just rest with God, to simply be. And if at any time you feel yourself distracted, to return to your breath. Return to this moment. And again, I invite you into a longer time of silence if that feels nourishing. And begin to gently connect with your breath and bring your awareness back to your body, back to the room. And just let your breath be this transition, this movement from inner experience back to outer experience. Just giving yourself a few moments to move between this space of silence, the gift of silence, and back into your everyday life. And consider taking a few minutes just to journal about what you noticed in your prayer, what you savored, and perhaps consider some ways that you might commit either to a regular practice of Lectio Divina or simply sitting in silence. And blessings on your journey.